and the party is over.
And you have entered the blooming universe over here at KBOO here in beautiful Portland. We have an amazing show set up for tonight. Oh man, dude, I'm so hyped up over here. We have Austin Paul, who's going to be playing us some music, and we also have Shane Brown that's going to be playing tonight. I'm so freaking stoked on this. And we have Aaron, who's setting up his machines over here, getting things going. Hey, buddy. So yeah, we'd love for you guys to give us a call, 503-231-8187. Devin's going to be here with us tonight, getting the guys all set up with sound and everything. And yeah, we'd love to hear from you. I'm going to play a couple songs to get this show started. And thank you guys so much for listening. You guys are in for a treat. Guess I've just gone to pieces, like a ship on the sand. Your sweet name I keep calling. Welcome back to the Blooming Universe. Well, I pushed a couple of buttons and things started really happening over here. I don't know. I don't know what I just pushed. But we were in the middle of hearing Snake Fingers' Vestal Virgins with There's No Justice in Life. And then some wacky Yoko Ono came on. How's it going over there, Aaron? Are you with me?
It's going great.
There he is. Oh, you sound clear through there. It sounds nice.
Thanks.
So you were playing a little some of your samples off of your fancy machine. What do you have in front of you right now?
I've got the introduction of the Blooming Universe theme song.
That's very exciting, dude. Yeah. I can't believe you spent enough time listening through all the archived stuff and put something together.
It's a young baby still, but you know, we can have a listen to it.
Ooh, okay. I'm gonna turn this up. Is that it? The Blooming Universe. Freaking glazed donut.
Get fat.
The Blooming Universe. The Blooming Universe. A nice turkey sandwich. A nice turkey sandwich. Freaking glazed donut.
Get fat.
Freaking glazed donut.
That's amazing.
Wow. Oh my gosh, I can't believe you. You are a master.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
That is incredible. Wow, I could listen to that all night. That's really cool. At first I was like, wow, I didn't realize it was going to be so clear and
it's kind of a roller skating in outer space sort of turkey sandwich combo.
Glazed donut. Make you extra hungry. Holy crap. I'm glad I have pizza.
Get fat.
Oh, man. Well, we are in for a treat. We've got the guys tuning up in the old studio over there, and we're waiting for you guys to give us a buzz. 503-231-8187. I'm going to play a little song here, and we'll come right back here in a moment.
Back from the driving range, radar detector in the passing lane. Can't go back cause it changed my name. Can't go back.
Welcome back to the Blooming Universe. Oh man, we just heard a little Twerking for the Man off of Sunsting's Make It Big. Hey, Wiley, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
Oh, dude. Oh, my gosh.
I'm here in full effect.
And that song was...
There's no joke about this.
I am so excited,
real
dude.
As fuck.
And Wiley is the man behind the music. Wiley,
I'm half the man.
Yeah, so it's you and Ian on that, right?
Yeah,
nice.
For sure.
That's awesome. And you guys put out an album.
In Seattle.
Yeah, well, I know Wiley from Olympia, and dude, I miss those days, I will say.
Yeah, they were a thing. I don't know that I miss them. Like, I mean, I do in a way, but at the same time, yeah, good riddance.
There's new things happening now. You are so funny.
We live in a different time. And like comparing 5 years ago to today is kind of an exercise in folly. Like, yeah, there were good things that happened, for sure. But were they better? Like, I don't know.
You are hilarious, dude. Oh my god, what are you drinking over there? What's happening?
Oh well, here I am as the Seattle correspondent.
Yes,
and like,
I was gonna have this whole elaborate thing. You were gonna be from the Emerald City, my Seattle correspondent, Wiley the Van Wanger. And here you are with the push of a button. And dude, we had a caller. Haley was enjoying the show. I was trying to get her to come on so you could like talk to her too. So I have.
How's that working?
It's not. She has not called.
I'm so. The thing with like the way the world is.
I'm still waiting for her.
She just doesn't work.
So, you know, it doesn't a lot of the time. So I came up with this idea, Wiley, where I would like to ask you a couple of like random fire questions right off the cuff. And I'm going to give you about 15 seconds and then I'm going to cut you off to the next question.
Okay.
And Aaron, my buddy is here. If he has any spitfire questions.
I'm going to answer like a fucking bullet, dude.
Okay. All right, here we go. This is the first question for Wiley Van Wanger is, how does Don Henley's songwriting make you feel?
Disappointed and sad. yeah, that's it.
That's it. You don't need 15 seconds.
He's a shitty songwriter. He's not good.
Okay, next question is, sandwiches in Seattle.
Oh, impossible. Impossible. And I could go on this for a while, but I understand I only have 15 seconds, so I'm going to say...
I'll give you a little more.
You can get them here. Like, Seattle, you can get everything, but you cannot get a good sandwich, and it's fucking detrimental.
Okay, I got you. I'm trying to come up with some spitfire questions that'll impress you, you know, but I don't know. I'm gonna get you all angry. I feel like these songs are these questions are just firing you up. They're not
I'm just being honest.
I love it.
It's Wiley Van Wanger.
It's true. So I think I'm going to have to come up with better questions next time. Like, I could say, the weather. How do you feel about the weather, Wiley?
Well, I mean, obviously, the weather. Do you mean, so that's a loaded question because, like, what does weather mean? Do we mean, like, hey, the weather's fine, I guess? Like, but obviously the climate has shifted, so, like, that's different. So, like, now we live in Seattle, and, like, we live in Northern California, and we have the weather of Northern California, and, like...
Why did I ask you about the weather? That sucked. That was a lame question. I stink. What do you think about disco shirts?
Yeah.
Disco shirts? Do you like disco shirts?
Do I like disco shirts?
Yeah. You're a man of fashion.
What does that mean?
Disco shirts. You're a man of fashion. I know you wear ties. You look good.
I
you wear short shorts.
Fashion, but I don't know what a disco shirt is.
Really? So. You've seen me in a disco shirt, you know, like polyester with a high collar.
I haven't seen you in like 5 years. So like.
It's probably longer than no. But I used to wear disco shirts back in the day.
So, like, what do you mean by a disco shirt? You mean like a short shirt for a man?
It's kind of like a blouse for a man, yeah.
Men's women and women's fashion are different.
It's true.
And so, like, a disco shirt could be any number of things.
For, like, a baby.
So what does that mean?
I was thinking
I think any man blouse would suffice.
You're the best. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play one of your songs off of your new record. Tell me about your new record real quick.
Okay, so like we just released Dump, which is an anti-Trump grunge album and thoroughly Seattle. Like we tried to be so like, yeah, play the song.
All right, here it goes from Sunsting.
Yeah.
you have entered back into the blooming universe. We just heard We're on Drugs off of Sunstang's album Dump. Wiley, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here for real. You am I here, but I've also got Ian here, which is the
awesome
entity of Sunstang.
Hey, Ian. What's up, dude? Hey, dude, long time.
Yeah, man.
Thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight, man. I love your new record, dude. It's really, really good.
Oh, I'm happy to hear that, man. We're excited about it.
I bet.
Yeah. I mean, put it out, like, we tried to be true to both anti-Trump and grunge.
We also tried to be true to our school.
And you did that. It sounds like you you did everything that you were supposed to do. I practiced for this interview too. I was like all prepped up. I was looking in the mirror. I was like, you know, doing all my
no work at all.
Blah blah blah. Yeah, it's you sound good. You sound really good, Wiley. You're in rare form over there. I love it. This is exactly what I was hoping for. Just like rah sandwich. It was great. But yeah, you were saying that you guys have another album coming out very shortly, right?
Well, we've got a couple of albums coming out shortly. Like, I mean,
nice.
I don't want to.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I do. So, like, we've got another album coming out called Green Wiener and the Fart Machine.
Green Wiener?
And the Fart Machine.
And the Fart Machine.
Like, that's awesome.
And it's a ragtag of music. Like, it's what it is.
If you're familiar with the band Ween.
Yes,
it's the pod.
Ooh, I've been discovering
what it is. Like, it's different from that. Like, it's not fair to compare the two.
Sure,
like,
it is. It's exactly accurate.
It's exactly not accurate.
You guys are hilarious. I'm a huge, as you know, I'm a huge Ween fan, and I've been discovering like unique Ween songs that I never knew existed.
Oh, they're out there.
So
yeah,
many
yeah,
of
sure.
them. Yeah, I'm gonna I'll play us. You're inspiring me. I'm gonna play us one after we're finished talking. But yeah, you know, Dean Ween just came out with an album. It's a Ween without Gene.
Yeah, Diener's record is really good. I've got that. I picked that up on vinyl recently, and I've been enjoying playing it.
Nice. I've been discovering it. It's this Yoko Ono. I'll play it here in a minute, but they remix a Yoko Ono song, and it's sick, dude. It's so good, man. It's like crazy. I can't even. Yeah, you'll hear it in a minute. You're like, what? It's so good. Yeah, it's like unbelievable. But yeah, so if you go on, you guys got like Bandcamp, Sunstang situation?
Yeah. You know, we actually just got set up with DistroKid. Shout out to DistroKid.
Okay.
And so we're on iTunes, we're on Spotify, Google Play.
Like all the things we're on.
Just look for Sunstang, S-U-N-S-T-A-N-G.
Type Sunstang into a search engine and you'll get there.
And whammo, there's not too many Sunstangs happening. I've never heard that word.
There's a solar car.
There's a solar car company that like is Sunstang.
They're not a company so much. I think it was like a college project or something, but it's pretty cool. So it's like
it's not hard to make a website.
You get rock music and a solar car, and we're also a dessert topping.
A dessert topping, really? What is it? Like some kind of crunchy chocolate treat?
It's a floor wax and a dessert top.
We do it all.
You guys are very talented people.
Hey,
and I'm glad to know you. Well, hopefully one of these days you guys could get in here and play some music.
We would love that.
God, that would be so cool.
That would be fucking fantastic.
That would be great. Well, thank you guys so much.
Wiley,
we'll have you call in the next time, and I'll have more fire. It's just going to be fire enough Wiley questions where I'm just talking about Don Henley and the lack of sandwich in Seattle.
We'll be moderately more sober next time, we promise.
Well, you sound good, Wiley. He sounds good too, but he just sounds drunk as hell.
That was the royal we. That was the
band. A we as in me. Yeah, as in not me. As
I will
you.
Not. Yeah. I will not be sober.
No, I don't.
Together, you decide who.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much for
a judgment call on that, and decide who you want to believe.
Yes. Well, tune in next time.
We have conflicting stories. but they don't exactly coincide.
Oh, check it out. We have another caller. We have a caller, and we're going to put the caller right on the air. Oh, I think I might have got rid of Wiley. Hey, what's up, caller? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing awesome. Is this Haley?
No, this is Franny.
Franny? Seriously?
Hi, yeah.
How seriously. Are you doing? My mom's name
I'm
is Franny.
Really great.
I was like, are you
your
my
mom's
mother?
Name is Franny?
Yes.
Oh my God, I wish I was your mother.
Really? From what you've heard the last little bit. Oh, that's so nice.
How are... Oh, yeah. Well, you seem really nice. I've never heard your show before, but I'm really liking it. I never stay up this late, but I'm like, bam, up, you know, and I just have the radio on, just took a shower, I'm all relaxed, and I'm like, this is really entertaining.
Oh, well, thank
good.
You.
The music's great.
Thank you so much. Yeah, this I usually have a show at 3 a.m, so this is like the newer time slot where we have bands coming in, and like, yeah, so it's kind of it's a learning curve, but we're having so much
yeah,
fun.
Yeah. So but, you're kind of up early.
Yes.
All right, cool.
Well, thank you, Franny. That is so nice of you to call, and I hope you enjoy the music that we have left to play. We have a couple hours going, so yeah, I'm super excited to hear what we have next.
Stay tuned.
Great.
Yeah, thank you, Franny. Call back again another time. You enjoy your night.
I will. Bye.
This is awesome. All right, we got another caller. Oh my God, it's Caller Central over here.
Hey.
There you are.
You're off in some way.
I know. Well, this nice lady named Franny, I thought it was my mom, just called in and said hello. So I'm going to have to say goodbye to you, Wiley. You're the best. Yeah. Seriously, thank you for taking the time to call. And, dude, I really appreciate your music is amazing, and you are a wonderful man.
You and everything you do, man. Like, this is a good relationship.
Isn't it awesome? Yeah, I miss you.
God damn, I'll tell you what. Like, it's interesting, if nothing else. Like, it is that old Chinese...
You're hilarious, Wiley. Yeah. Well, we're going to play a song. I want you to turn up the radio or whatever, and I want you to enjoy this song.
Up for that.
Yes,
song.
You're going to love it. Thank you so much, Wiley. We're going to talk to you on the next show. Thank you so much.
Sounds good.
You're the best. Have a good night. Right. See you, dude.
Good night, Keith.
Good night, buddy. And that was our Seattle correspondent, Wiley Van Wanger, in rare form tonight. Thank you so much, Wiley, for calling in. And Ian as well. Sunstang, check them out, dude. They are so freaking awesome. Let's hear a song. And we got the guys warming up in the studio. Going to be playing some songs here very shortly.
Doing it. tiger while he's running so fast. And he said, Dumbo, I'm just doing it. Ask a monkey why he's swinging from a tree. And he says, Dumbo, I'm just doing it. A guy was dancing in the sun, and this is what he said.
You are tuned back in to the Blooming Universe. I love those electronic sounds, man. They are so cool. We just heard the Ween remix of Ask the Dragon, a Yoko Ono song. So cool. And we have Shane Brown.
Hey, what's up, Keith?
There he is. Dude, thank you guys so much for being patient. The ship is getting crazy. It's getting crazy over here.
Oh, it's cool. I'm happy to be here, man. Thanks for inviting me.
Oh, my pleasure, man. I'm super excited to hear what you have to play. Yeah, and thank you again, dude. I'm really excited. You know, hold on one sec. We have a caller. Let's put him on real quick. And you could say hello to them really fast. All right. Hey, what's up, caller? How's it going? Okay, let me try that one more time. Hello, caller? Okay, nope. Okay, well, I tried. So nobody was there, Shane. So
that's okay.
Okay. Thanks so much, man. Yeah, play a couple of songs and yeah, and then come in and tell us what's going on in your world. We love it.
All right, cool. I'm gonna play one song for you right out of the gate. This song I've been kicking around for a while. It's shed its skin a few times, and this is its current version. But this one's called Ghost. Thank you. gather my bones to get into a rhythm that I learned from a ghost. She did it in the kitchen, cupboards open and closed, thinking she could scare me with a noisy little show. Well, she's only half made. Wake up to covers missing. I spot a shadow. Close my eyes and listen. I hear her creaking. She opens up the door. Blinded by darkness, she drifts across the floor. Ooh, yeah. Slowly reach out, no one's there. Wonder what she's seeing all the time she stares. Can't be real, I saw you go into the ground. Why you only show up when there's no one else around? They keep on telling me you're a figment of my imagination. Say, oh, mine can dig up the dirt. Times of desperation, they say. But you go away as soon as I close the door. Slime in his shirt right now. I don't want you anymore. 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 Gather my bones, look into a rhythm that I learned from a ghost. All right, that one's called Ghost. That's off my last EP. My first EP is called Cicada. It's available on Spotify, iTunes, anywhere you get music. I'm gonna play you another song, just right to keep it going. Let's see here. This one's called Tell You Something. Special about you. Let me do all kinds of things that I shouldn't do, but you're all mister. Comes to women, you're more than enough, you're more than a mystery. Circle in the drain with me. I wanna tell you something. Can you keep a secret, darling? I want no one to know. When I close my eyes, my mind goes when I'm alone.
Wow, man, that is incredible, dude. Your voice is beautiful.
Well, thank you so much. I'm actually feeling a little bit not like myself. I've just kicked that horrible bubonic crap that's been going around.
Oh, no.
I'm back on the mend, though.
Well, your voice sounds freaking awesome to me, dude.
Thank
I'd never
you.
Know the difference. So I'm glad you're feeling better. Yeah, something's been happening out there in the world.
Yeah, people trying to touch other people. Don't touch me.
Don't share my pizza slice. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been washing my hands like crazy, walking around like Bill Murray and What About Bob?
Jeez.
But I'm trying not to get anyone else sick, but now, you know, I'm out of the woods.
Nice. Good. Well, that's good. Yeah, that was a beautiful song, Shane.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Sounds really, really good in here.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
We'll let you continue. That's our vocal clapping to you.
Oh, right. Thanks a lot. Hey, you want me to just keep playing a few more songs?
Yes, please.
All right, cool. I'm going to play one. This one's called Crocodile. Thank you. million miles and burning to earth, smashing through the clouds now. Smash down and burst. Called Crocodile. I guess I'm gonna just keep it going. Tune up real quick. Well, I do tune. I invite you to follow my Instagram page. It's Shane Saw This, all one word. You can find out where I'm playing throughout the week or where I'm gonna be at. Usually local Portland, but making lots of plans to get out of town this summer.
Now you play a ton, dude. I follow you on the Instagram, and yeah, you play at least like 3 times a week or something, huh?
It's somewhere or another. You know, I'm doing it in my living room if I'm not doing it out somewhere. So I try my best to make arrangements to be out somewhere.
That's awesome, Shane. You're like filled with the music.
Yeah, I suppose so. And so is my apartment complex, which I'm in a hurry to get the hell out of. I need to move to a shack.
Like far away where you could just do whatever
you want. Yeah, I have two shacks. One of them not soundproof for me to play in, and then the soundproof one. For my lady to sleep in. Hey, Christy.
Yeah, she should call up and say hello and let us know how you feel about the music in the middle of the night.
All right. She may or may not have had a few pot brownies tonight, so there might be some. It'd be a good conversation. Collins, we are.
I love it. Yeah, our first caller, he had the opposite of the pot brownies. It was like alcohol bombs. Oh, nice. It was great. Alcohol made for bombs. Good radio. He was exploding. Yeah.
Should I play another song for you?
Yeah, I would love that, man.
All right.
Thanks, dude.
Let me just make some final adjustments here, these tuning pegs. I barely know what they do.
You just know how to make them work. That's what counts.
I'm going to play one called Slow Dance. And then maybe after this one, is it cool if I come in and have a little talk?
Of course, yes. We'd love that.
We got some talking to do.
Yes.
All right, this one's called Slow Dance. Said about the kind of man I try to be, kind of man I be. Give it my all, flexing did I bend. Go as far as I could have gone, my family and friends. Ooh, yeah. Terms of my remorse to make things like they were before. Fine, kill it at the source. Patch the hole, stop the water flow. If you help me out, would you figure out we reached calm and go? Slow, whoa. You're the best thing I got, darling. call. Wanna hold you in my arms, darling, answer your soul. Wow. Ooh, yeah, yeah, uh-huh. Vice at holds could bring to life the thought of you, true the story told. Came to life, would it be as I believe? Would you sweat and shake, would your body ache till your blood gets what it needs? Think you would.
Shane Brown, man, over here at the KBOO Studios. Thank you so much, Shane. That was amazing, dude.
Thank you. Let me put this down. Come in there.
Yeah, come hang out, man. Yeah, we're going to play a little song, and we'll get Shane Brown up in here to hang out with us. I'm going to try that again. Hold on. Sometimes with the push of the button, things will start working.
Your hair, some judge has outspoken, and tomorrow is still there. So you're all alone. But that makes sense. Family's brought you down in this life that you ran. It's wearing off, and it never lasts. Prescriptions all gone so fast, rocked to the head. But you're not dead, and kicking and screaming won't get you ahead. Smile, darn you, smile. You know this old world is a great world after all. Smile, darn you, smile. And right away, watch Lady Luck pay you a call. Things are never black as they are painted. Time for you and joy to get acquainted and make life worthwhile. Come on and smile, darn you, smile. A conversation we can share in our own way. I'd love to listen to the words you have to say. Deep in our skin is how we're bound to spend each night until one day. Together forever, blood on the sun. And you're not done, derailed again in front of everyone. It's growing too big, mark up the big. Another greedy battle where you shut up and dig. It's coming down and it probably should. Time to build it back up when it's no longer good. Smile, darn you, smile. You know this old world is a great world after all. Smile, darn you, smile. And right away, watch Lady Luck pay you a call. Things are never black as they are painted.
And you are tuned back into the Blooming Universe. That was Joel Magid. He's a local guy. He is amazing. And that was his song, Darn You Smile. And that was off of his record, Answering Machine. And that was from about 4 or 5 years ago. He's rad. So I have a little underwriting thing to do real quick. This program was made possible by KBOO members and support from True West, presenting Railroad Earth, returning to Portland for a performance on Saturday, January 13th at the Roseland Theater, 21 and over. Whiskey Shivers ends at 8 p.m. You can find tickets for this January 13th Railroad Earth show at roselandpdx.com. All right, man, I'm going to push a couple more buttons here and get all. We got a whole studio full of awesomeness. What's up, guys?
Hey,
what's up, man?
Hello, everybody. Hey. We have Shane Brown. We have Aaron hanging out.
Hi there.
And we have Austin Paul. What's up, dudes?
Hey, what's going on?
Not much.
Man, thank you so much for playing. That was
a great performance, Shane.
Awesome. Really nice. Thanks for having me. I'm honored to be here. I've been on a program with you, Keith, once before here.
Yeah, on the Monday sampler.
Yeah, it was nice. I kind of knew what I was getting into. I brought the right chord this time.
You did. Oh, yeah, I thought before you sounded incredible. See, I didn't even know the difference that you didn't bring in the
last
right
time. Shout out Marco Cerrito, my buddy. I brought him in last time to do some live painting for radio.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that was the so perfect
medium. We can describe the painting pretty well.
Yeah. But, yeah, I'm still working with Marco, and I guess things that have changed since the last time I've been here is, I don't know.
It's nighttime.
Yeah, it's nighttime. That's one of the differences, but also, yeah. You know, I've learned a lot, in the, you know, just out there playing and, you know, learning from my friends and people I'm playing with, and I'm a better musician than the last time you saw me.
Wow.
See, and that's exciting for me.
That's nice when you could recognize it, you know, and like, yeah, the more you play, dude, you're just learning and
yeah, it's
growing.
Nice to recognize it. Also, it sort of sucks that like in recognizing you're better, it's hard for you to look at your past work. It's like
I bet
almost have to put blinders on and be like, oh,
it's one of the hardest things for musicians to do, and
listen to themselves.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
you can't go see Pink Floyd right now. They can't stand to play the songs anymore.
Oh, I couldn't imagine. Jeez. So yeah, we were talking before about like you are involved in so much music stuff in the city, and you were telling me a little bit about Portland Folk Fest.
Yeah, that's something I'm a part of. It's January 20th.
Nice.
It's $20. It goes from 4 p.m. to super late, and there's some just killer acts on the bill. It's like I said, it's $20, but there's Worth's gonna be on it, Fox and Bones, Pretty Gritty, just some incredible people to be on a bill with.
That's all, and where is that?
That's taking place at the White Eagle.
Oh, sweet! I love that place.
Yep.
Awesome. So January 20th, Portland Folk Fest, and then also you were telling me about this crazy race situation you got going on.
Well, it's not a race. Let me give it a little introduction.
Yeah, that was like Smoking the Bandit stuff happening.
It's something I kind of fell into out of pure curiosity, and a lot of people have heard about it, and a lot of people have seen the cars, but it's called the Gambler 500.
Oh, okay.
And it's not a race. It's an off-road navigational challenge.
Oh, whoa.
And very, very fuel, minimalistic rules. The general idea, as I understand it, is you get a car off Craigslist for about $500. You glue some stuff to it, shark fin, maybe give it a lift if it's a Miata, whatever. And you get these GPS coordinates, and you and you know, around 800 other people, 800 other teams or rigs, follow these GPS coordinates to a halfway camp where there's a bunch of donated beer and a live music show. That live music show I'm in charge of. I'm proud of it, and I'm proud to cultivate the artists, the local talent to come down and be a part of it. This year it's going to be taking place near Lapine. That's all I can really say.
Oh, wow.
About where that halfway camp is.
That's rad.
But it's the weekend of July 13th to 15th. Maybe around Lapine. That's all I can say. But it's for everybody. It's super open. It's fun. The rules generally are just don't be a jerk. Don't be a jerk.
Just be cool.
Yeah, be really cool. Also, the gamblers, they donate a lot of the camping fees that to take place in the concert or to be part of the concert and to go watch the concert and camp. They take the camp fees and donate them to a lot of good causes.
Oh,
also,
awesome.
If you can imagine this, you know, you've been out in the woods around here and you just see garbage everywhere. Yeah. Well, there's, you know, from what you've seen, there's hundreds of miles of dirt roads with garbage on them. And a lot of these dirt roads that we're going to be, the gamblers, a huge mass of people during the weekend of July 13th to the 15th, are going to be out there just roving and cleaning trash up. And there's actually prizes awarded to teams based on how much garbage they bring back
out of the woods. Dude.
So it's just camaraderie. It's cool. It's a cool thing to do with a junker car. And that's pretty much all I've got to talk about that with the gambler. But it's something to look into. Look them up on Facebook. Look up Gambler 500.
That's awesome. You have so many cool little projects going on with that. And then you play a lot in Oregon City.
Or wherever we'll agree to have me play. Yeah.
Yeah, and, we'll hit him up.
I bring it every time.
He's, yeah, I see that. It's
you
amazing.
Sound great.
I also wanted to give a little introduction to my buddy here, Austin Paul, who I brought in the studio tonight.
Hey,
Austin. Hey. Say hi.
What's up, buddy? What's up? I noticed there's a cough button here.
Yeah, push it. See what happens.
Is that just... Does it all... Oh, is it also for like farts or
it could
like
be anything.
Any bodily?
Yep.
Totally. Yeah.
If you don't really want to catch on.
It's true. They were just like being, you know, I don't know. Fart button would be way more hilarious.
Yeah.
We'll bring up some labels.
We'll do that next time.
And if you guys want to call in 503-231-8187 and talk to these guys. Yeah. And so, tell us what were you, I interrupted you. Talking about your buddy over
here. Yeah, no problem. Yeah, I just want to say I host an open mic in Oregon City. Sometimes I have friends host it, other musicians. It's on Thursday nights at Feckin Brewing in Oregon City on McLaughlin.
Great place.
Austin's one of the many talented folks who've rolled through there, and I'm a really big fan of his songwriting, how he has these real cool, spooky tones in his music, and he writes about some amazing things. So I wanted to bring him in here and show you guys what he can do. He's going to be playing up next.
Yeah. I'm also super stoked to hear what he has to play. I checked out a lot of your stuff.
Great during warm up.
Thanks,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. Awesome. What do you got going on? You're working on some things right now. An album soon?
Yeah. The album might be too big of a word for it. I would just call it like an EP. Nice. Yeah. I'm going to start.
Get some songs going.
Yeah. I got a couple songs. I'm just going to put on a small little project. That should be getting started here in like February, March. Going to be starting to record that, and hopefully I'll have that out in the spring, early summer. So
rad.
I'm excited for that. It'll be my first project since 2015, I think. So.
Wow. That's exciting, man.
Yeah. It'll be fun.
And you have quite a few songs on Bandcamp, right?
I do, yeah. That's where my first EP is on. It's called Lines, and it's bandcamp.austinapaul.com, I believe.
Great.
And I got some covers on there and stuff, too. But yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's like 8 songs or something like that.
Rad.
Yeah.
Sweet. Well, yeah, we'll play a song in here, and we'll let you go out there and get things going.
Cool, man.
I'm excited. Yeah, and you guys will come back in and talk again
on. Sweet.
Thank you guys so much. Yeah, if you guys want to give us a call, 503-231-8187. What's going on in your universe?
Like an Inca from Neil Young off of Trans. And yes, you are tuned in to 90.7 KBOO Portland. And we have some amazing guys in here tonight. It's been such a fun show, man, and I'm excited for what's
up
Keith, next.
It's been awesome, man. I'm really happy to be here. And I'm real happy to introduce my buddy Austin Paul. Just totally forgot the name of the song he's playing next. What are you playing for us, Austin?
Thanks for nothing, Sean. Or Shane.
Perfect.
Oh,
so you forget my song, I forget your name.
Wow,
that's how this
dang,
works.
Dude,
this song is called awesome Reclaiming. Here. So, yeah.
Awesome. Thanks so much, man, for playing. And yeah, play a couple songs and then, yeah, see what happens.
Cool.
Thank you, buddy. Sing like a man angel.
Thank you, man.
That's beautiful.
So I appreciate that. I'll take man angel.
I know. I'm sure there you know, could be men, female, but whatever. You sound freaking
sure.
Amazing. Dude.
I'm sure they have both parts, angels.
Many parted angels out there in the
sounds
world.
Sounds like a party, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know what I mean.
I don't know much about that stuff, but yes, thank you so much for playing, dude.
No problem, man.
Yeah.
Well, I'll do another one, I guess. This is my newest song that I've written and completed. It'll be on my new EP, which is untitled as of now, and it's called Little Shadow. And it goes like this.
Awesome, dude. Thanks. Sounds so beautiful.
Cool, thank you. Glad you like it.
Like butter.
That's so clear in here, man. Devin over there pushing whatever buttons, like, I don't know what's going on, but you guys got it going here.
Shout out to Devin over there for helping us make the sound.
Yeah, thank you so much. Stuff. Yeah, he knows what he's doing.
I've got
over
good
there.
Reports back.
Chowing down on pizza, looking real content with his life.
He's got the good vegan ranch going on over there.
Oh. Shoot.
That stuff is good. Extra dilly.
Extra dilly.
All right, man. Well, thank you so much again for playing. And yeah, we look forward to hearing what else you got going over
cool.
there.
Should I do one more?
Yeah. Yes, please. Yeah, okay. keep
mind
going.
Mind if I switch to electric really quick?
Yeah.
Yeah, do it, man. We got Aaron over here pushing lots of buttons on his little computer, too.
Getting some new samples ready for us for later.
That's awesome. Wow, he does it's like a quick wardrobe change over there. He's got it. There it is. Awesome.
Okay.
Sweet. Thanks again, Austin Paul.
All right. This one's called Lines. It's on my debut EP on Bandcamp.